This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
But there's something very important in the act of receiving. I want to give you a powerful illustration. I've never told this story before, but yet it touched me deeply when I read it. During the presidency of Andrew Jackson, a man by the name of George Wilson was a postal clerk. He robbed a federal payroll from a train, and in the process, he didn't intend to do this initially, but he ended up killing one of the guards. The court convicted him and sentenced him to hang. Because of public sentiment at the time against capital punishment, however, a movement began to secure a presidential pardon for Wilson. It was his first offense. And eventually, President Jackson intervened with a pardon. Amazingly, get this, George Wilson refused the pardon. He wouldn't take it. Since this had never happened before, the Supreme Court was asked to rule on whether someone could indeed refuse a presidential pardon. Chief Justice John Marshall handed down the court's decision. A pardon is a document whose only value must be determined by the receiver of the pardon. Listen to that again. A pardon is a document whose only value must be determined by the receiver of the pardon. It has no value apart from that which the receiver gives to it. George Wilson has refused to accept the pardon. We cannot conceive why he would do it, but he has. Therefore, Chief Justice Marshall said this, George Wilson must die. He must die. George Wilson, as punishment for his crime, was hanged. Pardon, declared the Supreme Court, must not only be granted, it must be received. I think you know where I'm going with this. The greatest tragedy is not that a man named George Wilson refused a presidential pardon. The greater tragedy is that there are men in this room who refuse the pardon of Jesus Christ for their sins. And there are women in this room, perhaps, who have never received the pardon that comes from gladly receiving Christ into your life. And the greater tragedy than even that is to go to your grave refusing the pardon. Listen carefully. You die, you will die as a man or woman who received the pardon or who refused it. Think about that. Every single person, if the Lord's return doesn't prevent it, will die as a man or woman who refused the pardon or who received the pardon. Which one describes you? You work with people every day who refuse the pardon for their sins. You have people in your extended family. You may have people in your immediate family who have refused the pardon of God for their sins. That's the tragedy. As many as received him, as many of them as believed in his name, he gave the right to be called the children of God. What's it mean to believe in his name? Well, I'll tell you what it means to believe in his name. It means to believe in everything he is. In biblical times, a person's name represented everything they were. I don't know what you think of your name. You may not like the name your parents gave you. Names are important because they represent who we are. And to believe in the name of Christ means you believe in everything he did. You believe in everything that happened on the cross. You believe everything that happened in his resurrection. It's a big deal to believe in the name that is above every name that Tom read for you, our missionary to Mexico, read for you today. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Well, if Jesus Christ is who he claimed to be, there's nothing more important, folks, than believing in him and believing in the name that is above every name for your life. If there's ever a part of this message you missed, you do know you can go to our national website, crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any part of this message you may have missed. God bless you, and listen to Cross Hope tomorrow.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.